Congressman Kevin McCarthy has now lost 5 straight rounds of voting in his bid to become the next House Speaker. Today, former President Donald Trump called on House Republicans to back McCarthy, but Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert had some thoughts on that suggestion.
I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw.
With that, joining us now is NPR political correspondent Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey there.
I feel a little bit like deja vu, but the fifth round has ended. 20 Republicans voted against McCarthy, and one, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, has now voted present after supporting him earlier. So how many rounds do you think we're headed for?
Well, it still remains really unclear. Kevin McCarthy is stuck in this position, and he has proven, despite a lot of work behind the scenes, not only by himself, by his allies, to try to chip away at this 20-ish block of votes to get them to rally behind him. And they are simply not moving. This group of conservatives put up for nomination to run against McCarthy, Byron Donalds. He's a Republican from Florida, but even Congressman Donalds told reporters today he doesn't actually want to be Speaker, that he's sort of a stand-in as an oppositional vote as they try to seek someone who is a McCarthy alternative. There are no answers here. There is no consensus candidate. There is no one that has the support of that even comes close to rivaling Kevin McCarthy even running for the job. And so far, McCarthy has shown no indication that he is inclined to step aside and let someone else try.
Okay, there must be conversations going on in the back rooms, right? Even though to my eyes, it doesn't look as though anything has changed as each round of voting comes up. That can't be true, right?
Well, I mean, there's furious negotiations going on all across the Capitol. I'm seeing on my television, Tom Emmer, who's one of the top whips or the top vote counter in Congress, having huddles on the floor. There's been images of some of this far right faction talking to moderate members who back McCarthy, even some Republicans talking to Democrats to get a sense of what's going on here. I mean, there is a ton of conversations happening, but again, there's really no clear answers. I do think it is telling that at least one Republican, Ken Buck of Colorado, who has so far through this first 5 rounds of voting been a McCarthy ally, and he was kind of the first, I would put him in the reasonable caucus of members, to suggest to reporters and on television that if McCarthy can't move the needle, he might need to consider stepping aside. And he also alluded to Steve Scalise, the majority leader, as a potential contender. To be clear, Steve Scalise supports McCarthy. He has not said he wants to be Speaker. He is not running for Speaker. But you're starting to see even McCarthy allies entertain the notion that it just might not be him, even if he has their support.
Now, some of these far-right Republicans who are opposed to McCarthy are voting for Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida. Does Donalds have a chance at the speakership? In other words, could he attract the votes of moderate Republicans?
No, almost certainly not. And you start to see, even not just about Kevin McCarthy, but the recriminations within the party right now are pretty significant. There's a lot of anger at this group of 20 who are sort of holding the House in this state of suspended animation. Dan Crenshaw, who's a Republican from Texas, told reporters that he would never vote for anyone those 20 could support because he thinks that they're essentially holding the party hostage right now. So it's not just about this conservative anger at McCarthy. There's the vast majority of the conference who is supporting McCarthy, very angry at this minority faction of the party that is essentially just creating chaos. And none of this is a particularly strong case for Republican governance or what a Republican majority will look like, especially when they only have 4 seats. And there's a lot of tough legislative battles ahead this year.
We have less than a minute left here, Susan, but there has been success among some politicians when they have made opposition their brand, right? Like,
sure.
That's one way people, Joe Manchin has done that, by leveraging power, by being opposed to things. Could that be what's going on here?
Well, that is certainly the view of some of their opponents. Kelly Armstrong, who's a Republican, I believe from North Dakota, said yesterday that this benefits this group of 20 politically. He was a critic of them, but saying, the opposition is their brand. They blame the left. They blame the establishment. And being against something is what helps build out their own political bona fides with the conservative right. So they don't really have much inclination to compromise right now. And they seem quite happy with the chaos that's happening on Capitol Hill.
NPR political correspondent Susan Davis, thank you so much.
You're welcome.